Thanks for the introduction. I'm Zhi Chaohua from Shanghai Jiao Tong University. I'm here to introduce our work, EPTI, Deficient Defense Against Meltdown Attack for Unpatched VMs. And our work is to defend against the meltdown attack. So let's first have a brief introduction about it. The meltdown attack can break the user and kernel isolation so that it can allow the attackers to actually read the kernel data. It is an architecture bug which is very hard to fix by the microcode patch. And more seriously, the meltdown influences a wide range of platforms. Almost all the Intel CPUs produced in the past 20 years are influenced by the meltdown attack. Let's see how the meltdown works. As we know that the kernel protects its data by mapping it with the kernel privilege in the pay table, so that whenever a user mode attacker wants to access the kernel data, they will trigger a permission error. However, the meltdown attack can allow the user to access the kernel object. Let's see the details. The right part is a simplified computer architecture, including the CPU, cache, and memory. And consider that the attacker wants to get the value of the key, which is a kernel object. She first needs to ensure that the key is loaded in the cache line. And then she allocates a user mode attack buffer in the memory. And she also ensures that the buffer is not cached. After that, the attacker can directly read the value of the key to load it to a register like IX. Of course, this memory access will trigger a permission error. However, the modern CPU is enabled with the out-of-order execution, which means that the exception will not happen immediately. The CPU will continue the execution. It will load the value of the key to the IX, which means the IX will equal to 1. And after that, the attacker can use the IX, use the key, as the index to access the buffer. In our situation, it will access the buffer 1. And this memory access request will be sent to the cache. After that, the target value, the buffer 1, will be filled into the cache line. And eventually, the exception will happen in the CPU, and the CPU will roll back all the execution results of the out-of-order execution. However, the problem is that the CPU will not roll back the cache state, which means the buffer 1 will still be located in the cache line. And at this time, the attacker can just scan the buffer, and it will find that the buffer 1 is in the cache. Since she used the key as the index to access the buffer, so this means that the key equals to the value 1. And that is how the meltdown works. And the only defense method for the meltdown is the KPTI, kernel page table isolation. The KPTI uses two page tables to isolate the user and kernel spaces. And in the user page table, only the user space is mapped. However, in the kernel page table, both of the spaces are mapped. KPTI will switch the page table during the user kernel switch, which will also add some latency on the user kernel interactions, like system call, signal handlers, and so on. However, we find that the KPTI is not very suitable for the cloud environment. Although the KPTI can defend against meltdown, it needs to be patched manually by the user. However, many cloud users are not capable of doing the system maintenance work. And secondly, the patch of the KPTI depends on the kernel versions. And we find some users on the internet who directly updating their kernel to import the KPTI, and they find that the machine has crashed. And thirdly, which is more important, the KPTI need to reboot the virtual machine. However, many services in the cloud environment require very high availability. Rebooting this virtual machine may cause a lot of problems. And finally, the KPTI has no trivial performance overhead, which is up to 30% performance overhead in the virtual machine. So we provide our solution, EPTI, to defend against the meltdown attack in the cloud environment. The EPTI can protect the unpatched gas and has no dependency on the kernel versions. And the protection of the EPTI can be enabled without rebooting the gas. And finally, we want the EPTI to have lower performance than the KPTI. And before we see the details, we first give some backgrounds about the cloud environments. In cloud, there are two kinds of address translations which are controlled by two different page tables. The guest page table, which called GPT, translates the guest virtual address to the host physical address, which is controlled by the guest. and the other, the host page table, which is called extended page table in Intel architecture. The EPT translates the guest physical address to the host physical address. The EPT is totally controlled by the hypervisor and cannot be accessed in the guest VM. However, the Intel provide a hardware feature called EPT switching with this new instruction vmfunc. The EPT switching can allow a guest to select an EPT from a list without trapping to the host hypervisor. Of course, the list need to be configured by the host. And there are two performance characteristics of the EPT switching. First is that there is no TLB flush during the switch, because the base address of the EPT is used as the TLB tag by default. And second, that the EPT switching is very fast, which only takes about 160 cycles in our machine, which is much more faster than the load CR3 operation. So our basic solution is that we try to use two different EPTs to isolate the user and kernel space. An EPTK is used for the guest kernel, and an EPTU is used for the user. However, there still have three challenges in this matter. First is that how to construct the EPTK and EPTU to do the isolation, since the hypervisor know very limited semantics of the guest. And second is that how to ensure the high performance. During the EPT construction, the host may use traps to get some guest semantics, and the trap will hurt the performance. And the last challenge is that how to protect the seamless protection. We want to enable the protection without reboot the guest. For these three challenges, EPTI provides two main methods. First is the EPT-based kernel space isolation, and the second is the seamless protection. Let's first introduce the details of the first one. The goal of the EPT-based kernel space isolation is to use the EPT to isolate the user and kernel address space. So we first try to do the isolation by directly remove the kernel mapping in the EPTU, which is used by the user. And this is because that the EPT contains the address translation from the GPA to the HPA. So we think we could remove the mapping for the GPAs, which is used by the kernel in the EPTU. However, we find a problem is that it is difficult for the host to distinguish which GPA is used by the kernel and which GPA is used by the user. For example, there is a direct map region in the kernel section, and it will always map the whole guest physical addresses. So the hypervisor may find that all the GPAs are used by the kernel and need to be removed in the EPTU, and which will make the system crash. So the first try just failed. And we just start our second try. In this time, we focus on maybe we can leverage the EPT to control the data in the guest page table. So the second try, we want to zero the guest page table for the kernel address space in the EPTU. This try is based on an observation that we can easily distinguish which GVA is used by the kernel. So we can remove the GVA to GPA mapping for the guest kernel address to isolate it. And this is done by remap the guest page table, which controls the kernel address mapping to a zeroed page in EPTU. As shown in the figure, there is a guest page table page, which controls the kernel address mapping. And this page will be mapped into a host physical page in the EPT. However, in the EPTU, we will map this page to a new host physical page, which is filled with zero. So that if the EPTU is used, this guest page table page, which controls the mapping for the kernel, will be zeroed, and so that the kernel mapping will be removed in the EPTU. This is the basic isolation method. And consider the guest if it uses a four-level guest page table. And each process will have its own level four page table page, and we call it GL4. And however, since the kernel space is same for the other processes, so all of them will share the same level three page table to translate the kernel address space. And we call this the kernel GL3 page. And so the EPTI chooses to map all the kernel level three page tables to a zeroed host physical page in the EPTU, just showing in the figure. However, to do this remap work, we need to know that where is the kernel level 3 page table pages. And so we need to trace them. And since these pages are added dynamically, so we need to do the tracing at the runtime. And the basic tracing method is very simple. We can just use trap. We first trap the low CR3 operation in the gas to get all the gas level 4 page table pages. And then we map it as write protected in the EPT so that whenever the kernel adds a new gas level 3 page table, the hypervisor can trap it. However, the problem is that this method will introduce too many traps and the performance will be hurt. So to reduce the trap, EPTI further provides 3 optimizations. The first is a write protection method which can allow the CPU to update the access and dirty bits. The second is selectively trap the low CR3 operation. And the third is trap the modification on guest level 3 page only. I will introduce them one by one. First is about the access and dirty bits in the page table. In the guest page table, each page table entry contains the access and dirty bits. And the CPU will update this bit whenever it uses the entry to perform the address translation. However, on the other side, we need to trap the kernel modifications on the guest level 4 page table pages. So they will be mapped as write protected in the EPT. And there is a problem, is that whenever the guest access memory, it will use the guest level 4 page table to perform the address translation. And then the CPU want to update the access and dirty bit in the page table, which will trigger a trap, which means all the memory access in the guest will trigger a trap to the hypervisor, which will hurt the performance. And to solve this problem, we provide a new write protection method which can allow the CPU to update the access and dirty bit. We find that the CPU and the guest kernel have different access passes to the guest page table. The CPU modifies the guest page table by guest physical address, while the kernel modifies it by guest virtual address. So to allow the CPU to do the modification, we just map the guest physical address of the target GPT page as writeable in the EPT. However, for the kernel access, we will map the guest virtual address of the target page to a new guest physical address and map this guest physical address as read-only in the EPT. So when the kernel modifies the target guest page table, we can trap it. And the second problem is the low CR3 operation. CR3 contains the pointer of the guest page table, which needs to be changed during the process switching. However, the EPTI needs to trace the new enabled guest page table. So it will trap all the low CR3 operation in the guest. Problem is that most of the low CR3 operation may load an old CR3 value, which will cause the unnecessary trap. And to solve this problem, we provide a selectively trapped low CR3 optimization, which is based on the hardware feature called target CR3 value. This feature is provided by the Intel. Load the CR3 value, which is same as the target CR3 value, will not cause any trap, while loading other value to the CR3 will cause a trap. And Intel allows the hypervisor to configure 4 different target CR3 values. So leverage it, the EPTI can disable the trap on loading frequently used old CR3 value by writing them into the target CR3 value field. And this is the second optimization. And the last problem is that is the trapping the modification on the guest level 4 page table. The guest level 4 page table is the root page table, which may contain both the user and kernel mappings, which means adding either the kernel guest level 3 page table or user level 3 page table need to modify it. And at the same time, EPTI need to trap that there is a new kernel level 3 page table added into the systems. So it needs to map the guest level 4 page table as write protected. However, we found that most of the modification on guest level 4 page is to add a new user level 3 page, which will cause a necessary trap. And to solve this problem, we provide a third optimization. We only trap the multiplication of the level 3 page table instead of the level 4. This is based on the observation that the kernel space is consistent of with different regions. For example, the direct map region, text region, VMlock region, and so on. And all of these regions are either have fixed length or increases continuously. So this means a new kernel level 3 page is added only when the last entry of one existing kernel level 3 page is used. So based on it, we call dual optimization. The method is that first, we only trap the modification on the level 3 page, and we can find that there are a lot of entry added to it. And finally, we will find that the last entry of one level 3 page table is used. And we can know that the kernel may add a new level 3 page later. So at this time, we switch to write protect the level 4 page table. And we can detect the new guest level 3 page added in the systems. And after that, we just go back to the original step to trap the modification on the guest level 3 page tables. And this since one guest level 3 page table can map 512 gigabyte virtual memory. So it is very rarely for the kernel to add the new kernel guest level 3 page table. And this optimization can reduce a large number of traps. And until now, we can do the isolation of the user and the kernel space with two EPTs. And they use the three optimizations to improve the performance. However, there is still a problem is that the EPT switching can be performed in the user mode. It's a hardware functionality. Can be used in the user mode. So the attacker can first switch to the EPTK, which contains the kernel mapping, and further perform the meltdown attack. And to solve this problem, we need to make sure that the EPTK is useless in the user mode. And we do this by map all the GPAs as non-executable in the EPTK, except the kernel code and the code of the kernel modules, so that once the attacker switches to the EPTK, it will cause a trap. And it's all about the isolation. Next, let's see the seamless protection. The seamless protection first will add a trampoline code to the guest with the binary rewriting technology. And the trampoline is used to switch the EPTK and EPTU during the user and kernel switch. And then we can use the live migration technology to enable the protection without rebooting the guest. Since the seamless protection method is a little bit straightforward, so I will not introduce the detail of it. And more about it can be seen in our paper. And let's see the performance evaluation. We performed the evaluation on Intel Core i7 CPUs with 16 gigabyte memory. And we used the Linux 4.9 for the host and guest kernel. Actually, we also test different Linux versions in our paper. And we configured the guest with 4 virtual CPUs. We first used the LM bench to test the overhead of the kernel critical operation of both KPTI and EPTI. As shown in the table, we can find that the EPTI have smaller overhead than the KPTI, although both of them have a little bit high overhead on the critical operation. And the EPTI can efficiently reduce the overhead of the system core latency, which is the main overhead of the KPTI. And then we use the Redis database to evaluate how the EPTI influences the performance of the real server application. We found that the KPTI will have about 12% performance overhead on the average, and while EPTI has about 7%. And more evaluation results can be found in the paper. And in all the evaluation, the EPTI have better performance than the KPTI. To make a conclusion, the EPTI provides a new meltdown defense method in the cloud environment, which uses two EPTs to isolate the user and kernel spaces. And it has a very high usability, which can protect the unpatched guest and has no dependency on the guest kernel versions. More importantly is that the EPTI could protect the guest without rebooting it. And the performance of the EPTI is also lower than the existing solution. And thanks for listening. And any questions?
Jeff Canning, Harvey Mudd College. So nice stuff. I noticed that you, when you're detecting that a guest level 3 page table has been used up, and then you write protect GL4 so that you can find a new GL3,
yeah.
You're assuming that the guest is allocating pages sequentially.
Yeah.
What evidence do you have that the guest actually behaves that way?
Oh, you mean, yes. This optimization is based on the observation that we found Linux, they grow up the region sequentially. And in fact, actually, there may be some different kernels, they will not do these things. And I think the optimization cannot be used on this kind of kernel versions. It is based on the Linux.
Thank you.
Any more questions? So I was wondering that you focus your work on high usability of existing systems so that you can, as you mentioned in your slide here, take systems that have problems and don't even have to reboot them, right?
Yeah.
What does your work tell about the future, like the design of new processors and how Intel or the next versions of the Linux kernel should be doing to address this problem? Do you have any perspectives of what the future should be?
In the future, I think that the Linux will patch the KPTI on all the kernel versions. However, patch the kernel still needs the guest to reboot, so it's still a problem in the cloud environment. And for the hardware, I don't think the Intel can provide a microcode patch to fix the meltdown attack. I don't think, yeah. So for the latency CPUs, I think the Intel cannot fix it. And we need a manufacturer, we need a hypervisor to provide some technology like EPCI to fix this problem. And for the new machines or the new installed VMs, it can be protected by the Linux kernel or the Intel, I think.
Any more questions? Okay, thank you. This is the end of the session now.